Hey, this is Casey Musgraves, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country Interview with one of the, I don't even know how to describe you, Casey Musgraves. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Now, when I heard your music, not only did I love the tone of your voice and, you know, this musicianship that I loved, but I also heard something that I don't hear enough of, and that is witty, clever lyrics and just amazing use of the English language that you have. And that was one of the things that really blew me away about you. It's just so refreshing to find. So tell me about your obvious love of language.
Well, I mean, I don't know where it necessarily comes from, but I do really love wordplay. There's just something so fun about it when you unlock a little gem and you know, it makes somebody think or smile or whatever. It's like, you know, double entendre or something. Those are just my favorite. And I don't know. I had a creative writing teacher early on, like in junior high, and she really encouraged like free thinking and creativity and colorful like words. So that probably had something to do with it.
Isn't it amazing how when you have such a wonderful teacher or someone that encourages an aspect of you at a young age, it can really make such a big difference. I don't think we put enough emphasis on quality education as it is.
Yeah, definitely not enough on free thinking and thinking for yourself outside the box, you know?
Well, I think that's something you get to do plenty of with your music. It sounds like you're driving around or touring around, is that correct?
Yeah, I'm currently on tour with Lady Antebellum through the spring, and then, I mean, I just keep rolling from there. I hop on tour with Willie Nelson and Alison Krauss, and then, I mean, if you want me to keep going, the summer capped off with Katy Perry.
Wow. You've just saved yourself a fortune on buying tickets to shows.
Yeah, definitely.
But what an experience to be heading around and touring with some of those artists. I mean, Willie Nelson, I mean, that's a bit of a win.
I mean, I'm just such a fan of all of them, and, you know, I just think it's cool that I have the ability to hop around like that and bridge gaps. I mean, because I love country music, and I'm really proud to be representing it, but I also just love music, and I just want to make good music. So if that can be the common thread through getting to do so many cool things, then that's amazing.
Yeah, winning all round. Now, you've done all right at the Grammy Awards. You've picked up 2 for Best Country Song, Merry Go Round, and also the Best Country Album, Same Trailer, Different Park, which again is the title I love. What was that experience like? Because you didn't just win 2 Grammys, you also performed there as well.
The entire experience was super pleasant and super fun. I think a lot of times things like that, I mean, I've never been to the Grammys, but just those kinds of, that theme can get, you know, can get more stressful than fun, and you kind of forget why you're even there in the first place, because there's just so much to do and there's just a lot going on. But that day was really calming and fun and stress-free, and it was just, I felt like I was in the right place, like where I needed to be, and it was just cool getting to share it with like my team and also my mom who was there. So it was so much fun.
And the most important question of all, did you get a goodie bag?
I did.
And?
There were some amazing things in there. Some really cool, like, you know, things I'll definitely use, beauty products and stuff to play my music on. And yeah, I mean, that's icing on what already is an amazing cake.
I totally agree. But, you know, goodie bags, I'm very, very impressed with. I think that's a nice way to sort of round off a perfect event, and, you know, the best thing to put in a goodie bag is 2 Grammys.
It's a pun, yeah. Those are the main things I'm wanting in the gift bag.
Now let's have a quick chat about your album, Same Trailer, Different Park. It's got a wonderful collection of songs, and the thing I love about albums, like, you've released a few albums previously, But this album, I felt like I really got to know you a bit better as an artist.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I mean, this is the record that I would say represents me as a human right now. I mean, the other ones were me just kind of figuring myself out, and I only have those because my family, like, supported me enough to be able to make them. But if you want to get a true, like, peek into, like, you know, my brain and, like, my heart and the people that, like, I get to make the music with, then Same Trailer is definitely, like, the one you want to listen to.
It's a brilliant album. And let's talk very quickly about the single that we're going to go to after the interview. And it's the story behind it, the words and the message in there, I just think is just absolutely brilliant. And it's sort of, for me, it kind of was a damned if you do, damned if you don't sort of song. Follow Your Arrow is just one of my favorites.
Thank you. Well, it's one of mine too. And it was one of the last songs that I wrote that made it on the record. And the album was like almost done, or it was basically done. And I turned up with two more, Silver Lining and Arrow. And it said these have to be on it, and it won't be a complete project without it. And I'm so glad that that I followed my arrow on that, because it's done amazing things for me. So many people, like, everywhere connect with that song, and, you know, not just in the country world. And so I think it'll always be one of my favorites to play.
And was that written from personal experience or a personal observation?
Yeah, both. You know, I had co-writers in the room too that have been inspired by a lot of the subject matter, and me as well, you know. But really, it's just about realizing that, you know, society is always gonna have stereotypes and problems with, you know, things people are doing. You know, if you're too fat, it's a problem. If you're too skinny, it's a problem. So really, you just need to find the middle ground and make yourself happy, you know?
Well, I think it is an absolutely amazing song from a simply brilliant album. Same Trailer, Different Park. It is available absolutely everywhere. Good music is sold. And we're going to go to the track now. Follow Your Arrow. Thank you so much. The Grammy Award winning Kacey Musgraves.
Thank you.
Lots of noise, kiss.
Ben Sorensen Real Country Interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com.